Hey guys, this is Jabril Muhammad. You're listening to the Green Thumb Essentials podcast. This is episode three. And today's topic is on composting. How do you start? What do you do when you start it? How do you compost? What does it mean? Like, what are the effects on the environment? What do I do? Right? So today we're going to go into those things, and hopefully we can help you guys out on kind of getting started in your own homes or apartments, and you know, give you some good food, some good yielding food, you know. So what is composting? Composting is a great way to reduce your food waste and contributions to greenhouse gas emissions. Okay. It's really a way of recycling your food to make your own fertilizer, you know. And it's pretty much, I don't know if it's common knowledge, but you know, it's as simple as that, you know. It's a way for you to pretty much give your plants what they need, you know, to grow healthier. And people may think that it's a pretty tough or difficult thing to do, you know, just thinking about what composting is, but it's not difficult at all. It's really actually simple. It doesn't take much effort to take those scraps that you might throw away anyway, to throw in a bin, and every other day just kind of shuffle the soil around and kind of get it broken down more. It doesn't take much effort at all, you know. It just takes you kind of wanting to do it. I mean, just got to get to it. You can compost in any location. You know, you can do it in your home, in your backyard, your front yard, in your apartment, wherever you see fit. It can be done. So I would say that composting, well, let's get into what you can compost and what you can't compost. Okay. So things you can compost are things that are what they call organic matter. All right, so anything from like your apple cores that you're not going to eat. Some people eat the whole thing. I do. It's pretty good. But apple cores, banana peels, eggshells, your carrot skins, shavings or whatever, your clippings, potato skins, anything that's like that was grown from the earth, anything that can be biodegraded back down to the earth, those are things you can compost. Some people use other things, like they call them green matter and brown matter. So things like green matter are the ones I just mentioned. Brown matter are things like sawdust, newspaper clippings, dried up plants that, you know, that are like have been like trimmed down, trimmings or whatever. Those things are considered like brown matter because those kind of, they are carbon-based, so they help the soil in that way. And it kind of absorb a lot of the moisture, too. So they help kind of stabilize your compost to make it not too wet. And it won't make it too dry, either. So you got to keep those in mind. So you have your green and your brown. So just keep that in mind. Things you can't compost, or things you shouldn't compost. You shouldn't compost your own feces, number one. I've had a couple of people who have been trying to like fertilize their plants with their own urine. I ain't gonna say no names, but it doesn't work that way, you know. You need to have the proper materials to break down in your soil, you know. If you're just using your feces and using, there is a way for your excrement to go in there, but urine isn't really a good one. It's a different method to do with that, you know, but I wouldn't advise it if you're just starting out. So what you shouldn't be composting, anything like meat, fish, butter, yogurt, cheese, any like dairy product, that's a no-go. I've heard like no animal fat, nothing greasy, you know, because grease is not a it doesn't break down, you know. It kind of just sits there and clots up and creates a toxicity there, you know. And that's something you just don't want in your compost pile, especially if you're going to put that back into your plants, you know. Also, they say not to let you, like, people might have pets. If you have pets out there, don't use your pet's poop either. Because it's more likely that disease will occur from that, you know. I haven't heard any way of using your pet's poop for fertilizer. I just wouldn't advise it. I know there's a way for human, whatever they call it, humanure. I think they call it humanure. You can use your own, but I don't know about pets. I've seen that you shouldn't allow that. But those are things you can and cannot compost. Now, for the people who are, you know, worried about, you know, their impact on the environment, you know, and the climate change and things like that, composting actually helps out a lot in that, you know, for your own, you know, I would say your own personal footprint, I'd say. When they say here that when food goes to a landfill, it emits methane. And methane, if you don't know, is a greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. So composting is a way to kind of minimize those methane emissions. But it does a lot more than that, you know, because compost is used as a fertilizer, you know. It reduces the need for chemical options, which can be harsh on Earth. You know, we really need to kind of think about that, because it makes sense to bring everything back to the source, you know. We shouldn't be spraying everything with chemicals just because it's convenient. You know, we take quality over quantity. That messes up. That messes up us. Messes up everything. You know. But you know, this in this world, we kind of focus more on the convenience and how good it feels and how good it tastes and how it looks. And oh my goodness, I can't. It has a little brown spot on it. I mean, hey, but yeah, anyway, back on point. it helps reduce the need for chemical options, you know, and like as far as pesticides and other fertilizers that can harm, you know, the soil, the earth, you know. So it helps you kind of, that's why it brings about a certain like appreciation for the earth, you know, because you know you're doing your part to make Earth a little bit more healthier. It may be even like a fraction of a fraction of a fraction, but it's still something to kind of gear us towards a better climate, a better environment. You know, at least in your home, you know you're doing the right thing. You busting it down. You growing your food. You got your compost. You know, so you're not wasting anything. You're not just wasting. You're not wasting material. You know, what's that saying in school you used to have? Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's real, man. It's cliche as hell, and you know, it's kind of corny, but it's real. We should reduce the amount of methane emissions, you know. We should reduce that. We should reduce our own, the harmful things we put out in the earth. We should try to, like, it's time to kind of bring it all back and, you know, bring it back to the earth, you know. And that, I think that's where peace starts to come in at, because we're in tune with what we need to do with the earth. We come from this earth, so we should treat it right, just like we try to treat our bodies right, hopefully, you know. So that's just some things about how it impacts the environment. They say, for those who want to know how to compost. Okay, so what I did was I already had a few like bins. I think I got them from like Walmart or somewhere. I think I got them from Walmart, Wally World. Go to a department store and get you a bin. It could be, make it like a nice size bin, like a deep bin. And then with that, go to Home Depot, buy some bags of like potting mix, just buy a bag of soil. It doesn't really matter which kind, but just get some soil, some potting mix, any type of soil really be fine. And just put it in that bin. And then that's when you can start throwing in your biodegradables. Okay, that's when you start throwing in your compost, your scrappings and all that stuff. So that's when you start throwing that in. And then just keep an eye on it. Every other day, go out and look at it. If it looks like it's a little dry, then just add a little bit of water on it, you know. Get nice and moist and turn it around and kind of jumble it up. And then, you know, go about your day and come back and check it out. It's really not hard, guys. This episode is really going to be short because, I mean, composting is a simple task. It's really up to you. I mean, how you want to do it. I mean, I'll tell you how I did it, but it's really up to you. You can go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's, get your soil, get whatever, and just kind of just build on that. And then when you have your plants ready to go, use that as kind of like a topping to your soil, so all the nutrients get absorbed when you water, and eventually your yield for those plants will become much more, you know, more bountiful, more is more beautiful. Like, especially, man, I want y'all to grow a tomato while you take your compost. This is a challenge. Create a compost bin, number one. Begin to get your soil in the mix. Things don't really start breaking down all the way until like maybe 2 months, maybe. So just keep it up, keep doing it. And then have your tomatoes already planted. Once you start your compost bin, plant your seeds for your tomatoes. So at the same time, plant them both. So by the time the tomato sprouts come up and your plants are up and everything like that, you can put the compost that you were composting already on top of that soil and let that thing just take it all in. And then when that tomato comes, I want you to bite that tomato like an apple. Bite that tomato like an apple, okay? And then I want you all to tell me how it tasted, how it felt. Psychologically, like, how did it feel to know that this came from my hard work, you know, and effort and time and attention? Tell me, explain to me how it felt to you knowing that you helped this along. Of course, we can't, you know, we have no real power in it, you know what I'm saying? It's nature, but we can help guide it, we can nurture it, you know. But I just want you all to give me some feedback on that, because when I bite into anything that I've grown, and I like eating things straight through. Like, if you give me a bell pepper like that I've grown, I'm eating it straight through. And I feel like I can do that more so with the things that I've grown myself. Like, I find a better appreciation for things when I've taken the time to do them, you know? And we really don't realize what we got until it's gone. I'm telling you, these stores are not going to be around forever. We're really going to have to learn how to grow our own foods and feed ourselves and become as sustainable as possible, you know? So in the future, I want you all to let me know how it goes, and we can go from there and we can make some more challenges. But that's my first challenge to you all. Start your compost. Start your seeds. I made a video on my Instagram. You can check it out, on where I got my starter pots from. I got them from Home Depot. I think they're called Jiffy something. But I got my pots from there. It's my starter pots. So if you see pictures right now, my tomatoes are already sprouting up. They're about a few weeks away from being transplanted. So I'm excited about that. So, and my compost is going too. So it'll be good to see that for myself, and then I can't wait for those tomatoes to come. But it's a great feeling, man, when you just know you're doing you're ensuring your survival by learning this, by learning how to garden, you know, by learning how to grow your own food. You don't have to be no master gardener. You don't have to be an expert. I'm no expert. I'm still learning. So it still makes it worth my while. It makes it worth it. Because we can put in, sometimes you can put in a little effort and you can get the most reward with this. You just got to do it. I mean, it's going to take time, but I feel like we use time for other things anyway. We might as well do something that will benefit us, you know, and you could pass this skill on to your children, your children's children, or whatever. So it's something that we all need, really. And that's why I am proud to announce that I am in collaboration with my sister, Miriam. We started the, you can check us out on Instagram. It's a brand new page, the Traveling Garden Project. So check that out. And I have more updates on that as time goes. But it's a really great, really great idea and a really great vision for people to really have sustainable lives. I mean, you won't believe how many food deserts we live in. Most of our communities are in food deserts. We get all our food from fast food or a neighborhood market, and nothing's really organic. Everything is GMO processed, and we're just not living healthy, sustainable lives. So, you know, our goal is to really try to teach that we can have sustainable lives. We can get organic foods. You don't have to drive 30 minutes to the nearest Whole Foods or Sprouts in the white neighborhoods because we have our own community garden. You know, we are supplying ourselves with what we need. So when things like this come up, I jump at them because I know these are the times now in my life. And then, you know, when you're younger, that the decisions you make kind of like shape your future. And this is just a thought. It's just an idea. It's just something that's formulating now. But I really do. I see it. It's clear as happening. Yes, like tomorrow. Like I'm living it already. I'm kind of like there, you know. So, you know, shouts out to her and shouts out to our Instagram page. Go ahead, follow us. The Traveling Garden Project on Instagram. We'll be posting our content and, you know, we get things rolling. But show your support and we appreciate it. But yeah, today was about composting and it's going to be interesting. I just started my compost in my compost bin. I think I need to water it, actually. But yeah, I just started my compost bin and, you know, it's looking pretty good. I want to create a video on different ways to grow, like as far as where to grow. I may use another bin. Tomato plants get big enough. Just put the soil in a bin, plant the tomatoes in that bin, and just have it. Like, you don't really have to buy all these expensive garden beds when you can buy like a cheap bin from like Walmart or so and just plant there. That's a good idea. But yeah, you can turn most of your household items into garden beds or little pots that you could plant into. You'd be surprised. But yeah, that's all I had today. Oh, another thing about composting. Some people may say that, like, ask, like, can composting go bad? Like, is there like an expiration? No, not really. But if you let it sit too long, it can get too dry. If you water it too much, it can get too wet. And if you just leave it for long enough, it'll get too old, you know? So, like I said earlier, if you remember, I said that if it was too dry, you add some more water. If it's too wet, mix the ingredients and add some more of that that brown matter, brown organic material. So sawdust, your newspapers, make sure you clip them up real nice. And like plant clippings and trimmings, so it can absorb that extra liquid, you know. If your compost is just too old, just add a new pile of compost. Just add a new produce, add a new scraps, add a new, it's just a cycle. It gives it life, you know. So those are things that you can help if you kind of like neglected it a little bit, you know, it happens. But just add some new material to it and keep it going, you know. Yeah. On Wednesday, we'll be discussing soil types. So off the top of my head, I can probably name you about 5 ways to grow produce. You have loam, where it's kind of a mixture of the rest of the soil types. You have sandy. Sand is very loose, and you know, it's kind of, you have to be careful with sand because it's very loose and doesn't really hold nutrients or water well. It kind of just runs through, but it's a way. Some things are tolerant to it. You have clay soil. It's heavy and it doesn't drain as well. There's a few plants that kind of adapt to that type of soil. You have silt. Silty soil it's powdery with high fertility. Most times those plants that are planted in silty soil can become like waterlogged, like very easily. Waterlogged means like pretty much too much water. But I would say the loam is probably the best way to go, honestly, because it's kind of a mixture of all of those, and it's a great balance, you know. If anything, just go with loam. Usually you can go to Home Depot, they'll have like just gardening mix, and that's like, it's kind of like a loam type. But it's a great type. And you have hydroponics. That's when you grow without any soil. You just grow in the water, and that's a process. So if you want to do that, then you know, we can do another episode on that. But it's a task. It's not difficult, but it'll take some effort. But yeah, those are the soil types. So that's what we have for Wednesday's episode. That'll be episode 4. And we'll be going over soil. So thank you all for listening. Tune in on Wednesday and we'll get right to it, man. Thank you all for listening. Please support. Please leave a like, share, comment what you think. Any questions, concerns, comments, let me know. I'm here and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you for listening and peace.